Welcome to Raising Happy and Thriving Gifted Kids, a daily podcast where you get relatable stories, interesting lessons, and practical tips to help your kids thrive and be happy while enjoying your own life even more. When I walked out of the meeting room, my personal assistant said to me, "You were angry, weren't you?" And she really took me aback. I'm like, "No, I wasn't." And then I started thinking about it. And thinking a little bit more. And I was like, actually, yeah, I was. Actually, I'm pretty pissed off. Like, this is really bad. And that really threw me for a loop for a little while. Because I hadn't actually noticed within the meeting that I was getting mad. And somebody else was looking at me and saw that I was getting mad and that I should have been mad. And this has been pretty much a journey for the past, I don't know, 20 years. Because, in a previous episode, I've talked about, how I was being bullied and I tried to become popular and then I did and I became a chameleon. I learned how to kind of like suppress my own natural responses and, become popular that way by being what other people wanted me to be. But I was so successful at that I kind of lost myself along the way. I kind of lost who I was. And I was really good at kind of putting up a poker face and, doing what other people expected me to do. And like, especially in the beginning of business, I was kind of successful with it as well. But I also knew that somehow, like, I was building up tension and unhappiness. So at some point, I've always been up for crazy experiments. I mean, I've jumped out of an airplane, like that's one way to do it. But I've also gone on, meditation retreats. And, originally I tried meditating and I tried it for a while and didn't really do anything for me. And kind of, I don't know, I was really looking for something. And then a friend of mine mentioned a Vipassana retreat. They called, he said, like, you've got normal, like something like transcendental meditation or something. Like, this is meditation boot camp. Like, this is 10 days, 10 hour a day of meditation. It's, a vow of silence. You cannot speak for the whole 10 days. And I was like, oh, this is stuff that I'm made for, like the kind of like extreme next level edition. So I went to kind of like a monastery and I checked in. And boy, that was one of the most intense experiences of my life. Like, I sat there on my, little cushion and the world was passing by. Like, that was next level. Like, I had visions and kind of like nightmares and sweats and the most intense feelings and stuff like that. And the big assignment all the way through was feel what is there in this moment. Be present, do body scans. And it was like a few pretty simple exercises. But it was all about awareness of the body. And that was a completely new experience for me. For me, the body was something that had to be pushed into place so my brain could do what it needed to do. And I mean, I did physically, extreme stuff. But that was pretty much, me telling my body to do stuff. And just sitting there for 10 days, 10 hours a day, just feeling what's going on in my body, created like one weird by effect. Because one of the things that I notice is that when I get angry or when I had like these emotions and intensities coming through, and one of them was anger, my nose would start, tickling. I would feel this prickling sensation on my nose. And now actually this became a gateway, because throughout the day I would notice that if in a meeting I would feel a tingle in my nose, that would mean that I was actually getting angry. But the weird thing is, like, this is such a disconnect between the brain and the body. And I did like a lot of, body work and emotional body work and stuff like that to really reconnect the body with the mind. And like, that is such a more wholesome way to live. I'm actually enjoying my life more. I've got like a lot less stress. I get like injuries and stuff like that as well. But this is a huge lesson for a lot of, gifted kids and even the gifted adults, that they really become this, walking brain, where the body is simply a vessel that's carrying the brain from meeting to meeting and from computer to computer. But bring it back to the point where you are a whole, and a healthy, body, healthy mind, they go together. So what is this like for you? What is this like for your kid? You know, are you a whole being with a body and a mind? And if you use your body, is that like in a connected sense or in a I'm going to punish my body by running half a marathon kind of way? Which I, by the way, still do, but at least I kind of check in with my body before, during, and after what it's doing to my body. And what is that like for your kid? Is your kid embodied? And you don't solve that by, you know, have them, you know, they have to do football or they have to do basketball, they have to go on a cheerleading team. Like, find a way to engage with their body in a way that they enjoy it. For you, find a way that you can engage your body in a way that you enjoy it. And by doing that, you become more wholesome. And actually, life becomes a lot more fun and a lot less stressful. And even when you're stressful, you can kind of feel it coming up instead of it building up. That's something we're going to talk about tomorrow. Building up stress, and how does that work and how do you deal with it? Cool. Okay. Are you a walking head or do you still have a body that you're aware of? If you liked this episode of Raising Happy and Thriving Kids, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast in your favorite podcast software. And if you want to dive deeply into all the things you can do to help your kids thrive, be happier while making your own life more enjoyable, go to smartparentingsecrets.com where you can get free additional training. Hope you enjoyed this episode, and as always, bring out the best in yourself and each other.